Downtown Springfield has seen a flurry of development in the last year, with new small businesses, luxury lofts, and a brewery all opening their doors. One of the most high-profile new developments is Hatch Artist Studios. That's where a $500,000 renovation is transforming the long-vacant Metallic Casket Company complex into studios for artists and small business owners. Community Voices producer Dan Gummel, who grew up in Springfield, has the story.
When I first heard part of the Metallic Casket Company was being rehabbed, I wanted to see what all the excitement was about. Growing up, I used to drive by this complex all the time, but for most of my life, it sat empty. Local artist and Turner Foundation creative director Rod Hatfield says the complex was chosen for renovation because of its central downtown location and its significance to the city.
Our executive director, John Landis, had the vision to empower a culture of creativity. By doing so, he believes it will stimulate the local economy and help inspire people to come back downtown to see how beautiful Springfield really is.
Hatfield says the building that now contains the Hatch Artist Studios has an interesting history. It was originally the Metallic Casket Company's administrative offices. Metallic Casket was founded in 1884 and eventually became the largest maker of burial vaults in the country.
Al Capone, John F. Kennedy, Wild Bill Cody are all resting peacefully in Springfield Metallic Casket. We're about to walk into the vault. This is where Metallic Casket kept their treasure. And we envision it being a dark room for analog photography. It's cavernous in here.
Yeah.
Woo! It's like the caves of Lascaux.
So it's in the middle of the building. No windows. And a heavy metal door that would shut you in from the outside.
Graffiti from antiquity. In fact, I can tell you that that is one of the artists who is a present tenant, but he did this in the 90s.
So the building that he used to tag, he is now a paying artist in residence.
Isn't that irony beautiful?
Yeah.
I wanted to meet some of the artists and entrepreneurs who are contributing to this creative culture. So I headed over to the other side of the building.
I'm Catherine Trout, and I am a co-founder of Holly and Tanager Handbags. I use the space for producing our samples for the handbags, doing marketing work.
Trout is originally from Pittsburgh. She moved to Springfield about a year ago, and she says that she's excited for her business to be downtown.
It's been fun being a part of this culture down here.
And I am Abby Knight. I have a home decor store in Yellow Springs called Oats. So it's Ohio Antique Trading Supply. So we basically came in here and painted over all of the tags that were on the wall, made it all white, kept the floors original, and designed it with kind of a mid-century modern slash industrial theme.
That's exactly what planners were hoping for small business owners like Knight and Trout to make Hatch Artist Studios their own. Hatfield says all this creative energy is helping to breathe new life into downtown Springfield.
Hatch is a kind of a fun metaphor for the rebirth of Springfield. Hatch is a play on what occurred here originally, which was burial vaults, right? So we're being reborn.
Hatfield says there are still studios available for rent. He's hoping the Hatch Artist Studios project will attract more artists and entrepreneurs to work and create downtown. For WISO Culture Couch, I'm Dan Gummel.